The scent was sweet and slightly cloying, like lily of the valley that had started to decay in its vase. I moved closer, fascinated by the sapphire trumpets with their speckled throats. The petals were the deep blue that you sometimes see high in the sky on a perfect July afternoon. I reached out a hand, half expecting to feel summer warmth emanating from the flower.
"Don't touch it, Marjorie,"
called Mrs. Jameson. I drew back. Little escaped my employer's sharp eyes. "I'm so sorry," I said, turning to our hostess, the renowned gardener Constance Hall. "I didn't think." To my relief, I saw she was smiling.
"It is rather poisonous, I'm afraid,"
she said, her gruff voice holding a hint of amusement.
"Every part, the leaves, the flowers, the bulbs, it has to be, to withstand the yaks and the mountain goats where it comes from. We will need to warn people to keep their pet cats and dogs away from it."
We strolled through the Victorian glasshouse, with its precious ranks of Himalayan sapphire lilies, Lilium buckleyianum, standing straight as soldiers. The glasshouse was 20 feet long, and there must have been 40 or 50 plants growing in tall pots. The perfume was rather overwhelming. The high windows in the roof had been opened for ventilation, although the doors at either end were closed and locked. It was May, but unseasonably chilly. I was glad of my wool jacket and skirt. Constance Hall, tall and lean, strode ahead of us in a rather peculiar outfit, which Mrs. Jameson had told me was her habitual attire. She wore knee-high riding boots, men's tweed knickerbockers, a thick argyle sweater, and a jaunty fedora hat over her greying auburn curls. A sturdy drill apron was tied around her waist, its pockets bristling with gardening tools. Every so often she stopped by a plant, inspected it closely, and removed a discoloured leaf or plucked away a fading flower. I noticed she was wearing thick leather gardening gloves.
"And how long have you suspected sabotage?" asked Mrs. Jameson.
We had been summoned to Hawkshill Manor in the depths of the Kent countryside to investigate why several of Mrs. Hall's prized Himalayan lilies had died. It certainly made a change from investigating murder, and I was rather glad at the prospect of a less perilous quest. However, Mrs. Jameson had warned Mrs. Hall might be as concerned about the death of her plants as she would be at the death of her nearest and dearest, especially as they were expected to be the stars of the Chelsea Flower Show, where she would be unveiling them in a display garden in just a couple of weeks' time. She paused and brandished her secateurs.
"It began in early January," she said. "I knew it couldn't be too cold. The lilies grow up in the mountains, for goodness sake, but they don't like the wet. The first three lilies that died had damp compost, almost waterlogged. Harry swore he'd told all the gardeners not to water them over the winter, so he started checking last thing at night. They were all dry, but some mornings he would come in early and find a group of them had been watered. Those were the ones that sickened. Some he could save, others just went yellow and rotted away."
"It couldn't have been a leak? A window left open during the night? Rain getting in?"
Mrs. Jameson looked pointedly at the ventilation windows.
"No, it bally well couldn't. Come,"
said Mrs. Hall, her handsome face creased with annoyance. We followed meekly. It was a new experience for me to see Mrs. Jameson being ordered around. I was more used to seeing her commanding others, usually me. Mrs. Hall unlocked the doors and led us to the next glasshouse, where pots of rhododendron, from small bushes with pure white flowers to monsters blooming with vivid pink globes, packed the floor space. At the far end, an old man in an apron straightened, rubbing his back. Sundays, it seemed, were not a day of rest at Hawkshill Manor.
"Morning, Mrs. Hall."
He touched his cap.
"Now, Harry, tell my guests what you discovered back in January. This is Mrs. Iris Jameson, the private detective, and her assistant, Miss Swallow. They will help us get to the bottom of this dastardly business.